Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boz Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Vozmak reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salters. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Salters steals second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Berger moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Berger moves to third. two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearson. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Pearson steals second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Pearson scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. West moves to third. Clift moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to home to get West. Clift moves to third. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Clift scores. Carey moves to third. Kane moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. Kane scores. Larry moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Faye Thomas now pitching. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips is walked intentionally. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Knickerbocker scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Averill reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Galatzer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift bunts towards the mound. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Fay Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Solters hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Galatzer bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Carey reaches second base with a double. Tommy Heath pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Larry reaches second base with a double. Carey scores. Heath moves to third. It's 9-6, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Solters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts towards the mound. Kaufman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaufman. Trosky moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The slide. Hemsley applies the tag. Knickerbocker is out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-8, Indians. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmak for the out. Galatzer scores. Averill moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-8, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-8, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Hale reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Hale moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Carey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepper for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Solters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Walkup now pitching. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-4 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.